Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
Welcome back to the That's Not Christian Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Bree K. This is my lovely twin, Kasari. And in the building right now, we have Ant and Jay Acosta. They're hiding. There they are. Yay. This is episode 229. If you are watching live or if you're watching the replay, comment and let us know where you're watching from because I want to know.
Orange County stand up.
Orange County stand up. Anaheim stand up. Like, that was so unnecessary. YP, I don't know you like that, but that was right. So unnecessary.
Leave YP alone.
I'm not taking shots so early in the pod.
The whole tri-state.
Started beef. All right. Yeah, he got a shout out every corner. Like, okay.
Every borough.
Every borough, every street. Like, bro, we don't know what that is. Like,
he said the real ones know.
I'm messed up because I'm a California supremacist, so I just think that we're just better because we are. California's just better.
Oh boy,
I can't get no love on that one. Anyway,
let's vote.
California has this good stuff. I don't know if y'all better.
Y'all vote, huh? Y'all vote in the comments. West Coast, East Coast.
Nobody's probably been here.
Well, y'all vote in the comment section. Where would you rather be?
Which one? Nobody's been there.
Huh? In the comments,
because everybody complains how expensive it is.
I mean, yes, it is.
Yeah, but since when does cheaper mean better?
That's true.
That's true, and we're not too far apart.
What?
Cheaper than Cali? No, we're about the same.
Oh, New York. Oh, yeah. Yeah, New York is pretty expensive, but
yeah. See, both very liberal states.
You know, is there something that we're going to talk about? Because I really wanted to, like, talk about this TikTok that I seen, like, 2 days ago. And I actually made a video about it on my lunch, but I didn't, like, post it anywhere.
Post that.
I get so irritated because this guy was basically saying that he is from California. He gets paid 3 times the minimum wage. And he's like, and I still can't live. Like, he was basically saying everything is expensive. And I don't know if anybody know, but the state of California, their minimum wage just went up to $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like calculating it. So I'm like, okay, if he makes 3 times, it would be 60, right? But let's give him the benefit. Like, let's just try to work with him and say maybe he made $30 an hour or whatever. Even if he made that, I'm like, at this point, it's like mismanagement of your money. Because obviously, I don't know your bills and stuff. But like, there are cheap apartments. Now, it's in the ghetto, but right, you might have to be dodged some bullets and stuff.
Let's go, Dave Ramsey.
You will. You absolutely will.
I'm just confused. I don't get it.
Yeah, no. Well, because, yeah, I have family members that don't work, and I don't know. They be living
it up, too.
Man, you're
talking about Kasari like that?
They are a little bit. Wow, that's dirty. No, they be
scamming it.
No, they do be in the ghetto, like. You know what? Let me not put my whole family on blast. Right. But they do be in the ghetto, but still, like.
But they're living. They're fine.
Yes, they live in. Yeah.
So I just don't understand that. I don't like that.
That's the thing. You can live.
Taxes.
Yeah, the taxes are crazy. That is one of the things. But that's still the thing, though. Like, if you manage your money right, and if you kind of like. You also have to like take your lifestyle into account too.
For sure. But the thing is, everybody, okay, like obviously to live in California, you do need a car or some type of transportation. But you can get a bus pass for per a month. And that would be way cheaper than a car payment. So like I just feel like I don't know.
You could get a bus pass and a weapon.
Ooh.
Because you will need one on the bus.
On Skid Row, getting dropped off at Skid Row to the war.
You can't even have weapons like that, right?
No, you can. You can. It's hard to get a seat. Like, it's hard to get a concealed carry. Like, kind of. It's easier in Orange County. In LA County, it's harder to get one. But like the laws for like stun guns and things are like really loose in California. Like Jay was trying to buy a stun gun and he couldn't in New York. Mm-hmm. I buy them on Amazon. So.
Wow. Jay, you trying to get a stun gun?
No, you know what
it was? A taser.
Brie K posted a taser, or no, somebody, you gifted somebody a taser, you posted on your story, and then I was like, yo, send me the details. And I tried to buy it, and I couldn't, no matter what I did. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, so then I looked it up, and I was like, yeah, New York has a, you know, laws against that stuff. And then also,
you don't got a friend that got a friend.
We could talk about that offline because that's like sensitive.
Okay. The feds are watching.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So there was also, I was trying to get a pepper spray, but that it's also kind of iffy. Like it's you only certain stores. You have to go to certain stores in New York City to get it. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's,
my bad.
That sucks.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get my concealed carry because somebody posted how to do it in New York City. Mm-hmm. But then it's like everywhere where I go, I can't even have it. You know, so I can't get on a bus. I can't get on the train because it's illegal.
You just gotta walk around the whole city.
Yeah, there is no right. There's no point, right? That's the whole thing. They don't want you to get it. I'm only allowed to have it at home, in my car. That's basically it. But even if I get pulled over, like in New York City, in Manhattan, like that's still a I don't know, felony or whatever it is.
What?
Are you serious? That's crazy.
It is. It's crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, meanwhile, I could just walk around with it in my hand.
I know. It's
in the open.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us. Exactly.
Right. That's hilarious.
You got your boots on?
Right. You can do whatever you want out here. It doesn't even matter.
That's crazy.
I just want to point out that DJ LNF said West Coast is best coast. Amen. Amen, brother. Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Speaking of West Coast, we have our latest member on the West Coast joining us. Welcome. What's popping, G?
I don't know about OC being the best, but I'm definitely gonna agree with the West Coast for sure.
Well,
I was tapped in, so you know what I mean.
Well, they was telling us how in LA County you can't even have a slingshot, so I don't know.
You can.
Listen, I'm gonna plead the fifth.
One.
And I'm
just that. Watching.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. Wow.
I ain't gonna say nothing about nothing.
Really, yeah, music said East Coast all day. Yikes.
Soon, LNF, soon.
Oh, girl.
Soon.
He ain't never leaving.
No, we definitely leaving.
Bro, just come down here. Get all the guns you want.
Everybody's going all down.
All the pepper sprays and whatever it is that you want.
You gonna need
it. I gotta get out of the five boroughs. Once I leave the five boroughs, I'm good.
You said he gonna need it?
No, I said he gonna need them if you ever go into the city.
Oh yeah.
I know we talked about this one time in the park. You guys probably don't remember, but I was saying that Atlanta's a dumpster fire of a city. I'm so disrespectful. I'm gonna stop making fun of everybody's city.
Wow.
Dang.
A dumpster?
Dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire.
Of a city.
Dumpster fire, yeah. Wow. Sheesh.
That's good.
Yo, she's on one today, right? She's on 100 today.
Yeah. I am. I'm sorry. Right. I came out here to talk mess.
It's the coffee.
I just came out here to run my mouth. That's what I'm here for.
You know
that's
what
why
it
we
is?
Here.
She just watched that Joe Button episode. That's what it
exactly.
was.
That's what it is. She on her.
Exactly.
Got her worked up. All
that
over
was a good
J.
segue.
Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Right over J. Cole and what was it?
His apology.
What happened? So what's the situation?
That's crazy.
Brought it up.
That's crazy.
Who brought it up? You brought it up.
You said she's just watching the Joe Budden. What happened on Joe? I didn't see it. I asked you. Remember? I was like, "Yo, what are you talking
about?"
Oh,
but now that was the. It was really a tweet, right? I didn't see it.
No, it was like a whole segment. It was like an hour. Or something, an hour and a half, they talked about it on the Joe Budden podcast about his apology and how they felt about it. Everybody had their takes, and Joe basically did not like the fact that he apologized. He was just basically like, you're talking all this mess and stuff, mm-hmm. how you're the best rapper, taking all these shots, but you're not even from the streets type. This is just, I'm just summarizing, paraphrasing. Right. And he was like, he's from Fayetteville. Not to say that they don't get down like that, but he's from Fayetteville and he's not that type. So why are you taking all these shots? And now you're trying to like renege, basically. Who's and he was like, just get out the way. Like, stay out the way. Am I on? Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You're on. From Fayetteville. Was that Joe that said that?
Yes. This is what Joe was saying.
Joe and must not have been down there.
Yeah, probably not. But he was talking mess. And he was basically... He didn't really mention Ari Lennox, but I don't know if you guys saw that whole thing that happened with her.
Well, can you recap that for our
what happened to her?
Audience?
Okay, so she started taking shots like a couple hours ago, and she reposted this Love and Hip Hop reunion clip from a long time ago. Y'all know who Cons is?
Yeah, Consequence.
Yes, Consequence. Yeah. he punched him in his head. He got like.
He knocked his glasses off his head. Yeah.
that was a sucker punch.
It was like sucker. Yeah, I feel like that was because it was like you were walking and he went up behind him and snuck him.
It was a sucker punch, but Joe still didn't do nothing.
Over there. I know.
He don't even match sucker punch or not. I mean, it ain't like he knocked him out, but it ain't like Joe did anything after that either.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. so basically, Ari Lennox posted that whole thing. Of the clip, and she basically went off on him on her stories on Instagram saying a lot of things, and said this stuff because he mentioned her name in the whole like them being from Fayetteville and they're, you know, college making college music, and basically it's trying to say that they're like soft, you know. And but the thing is, Joe and Ari Lennox have had like encounters like this in the past. Like a couple months ago, they got into it because I don't know what he said about her, but she didn't like his take again. And so she already doesn't like him. So I feel like every time he mentions her name, she probably just like gets heated inside. But yeah, I was like, yikes. That was crazy. Should we read what she said?
Wait, but that's all he said about her?
Yeah, that's all he said.
Oh.
He said something else too, right? Didn't he say something else where he said earth tone Twitter or something?
Oh, yeah, because he was basically saying like they're like earthy. You know, like the earthy, earthy people, like the earthy girls where they like do the rocks and they're like hit me.
Yo, I was dying when he said that.
So that's what he was saying, that they were all earthy, and J. Cole is one of them.
Earthstone. That's what he said. Earthstone.
Earthstone.
Earthstone Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah. Sheesh. So.
But who's going to read what she said?
Okay. I'll read it.
She went
on. Let me go. Tell me when to go. Whoops. Whoops.
Okay. There you go.
She said, knocked your little glasses off and everything. Keep my precious name out of your psychotic, animal abusing, women terrorizing, demonic trolling, nicotine encased mouth.
Damn.
All this meth smoke for a woman, but not for any man beating your A in real life. Bald B.
Where's the lie, though? Sheesh. Where's the lie? Isn't he like into bestiality and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, we did. He talked about it.
We remember what he said. He relieves his dogs.
Yeah.
He what?
He said what?
He relieves his dogs. Remember? He said that on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When his dogs are in heat, he helps them out.
That's why she said that.
Was he trolling though? I need to see the clip.
He might have been. I need to hear
the clip because he'd be saying
Rory and Moore was still there.
But that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why she said he's animal abusing, right? What would be the other
reason? That's gross.
That is disgusted. Yeah. But seriously, that's crazy.
Yeah. I think at the time he had those cane corsos. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about helping them out when they're in heat. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. But yeah, I don't know, man. LNF said Cole let Nas down. He let a bunch of people down.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you guys feel about J. Cole apologizing?
I thought that was terrible.
Why?
why?
Okay, can you guys explain to me, because I'm not really immersed in the hip hop culture, so I don't understand when stuff like this is like, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I see people are upset and I'm like, why? I don't get it. So like, explain it to me. Like,
yeah, well, you know what? I kind of said the same thing. And even on the cruise post, I don't know, a couple of days ago when they were talking about it, I said the same thing. When you listen to Cole rap, he's always saying that, oh, I'll put your favorite rapper in the noose, or you know what I'm saying? Like, he always has some type of rap coming at dudes, or whatever imaginary person it is, but he's always rapping aggressively, like, you know what I'm saying, what he gonna do to these rappers and what he does. And it's always like aggressive like that, right? How to he the best and this and that. And then the minute like the smallest amount of tension comes his way, that dude folded like a suit.
Like, what makes you like, because all rappers say that, right? All rappers say that they're the best.
Well, then now's your time. Now's your time to prove it.
No. Hold up. But he came at him, right? I mean, he responded to him. He responded to Kendrick, right? And it wasn't like anything. It was like he sat back and he was like, "Yo, I'm tripping, man. I'm not gonna engage in this." It wasn't like anything came back at him. He was like, "Yo, no, I don't want no smoke." It wasn't like that. He just shot back. He was shot at, and he shot back, and we even look.
So then leave it at that. Then we even. Don't go apologizing.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, like just like leave it at that. Like, yo, that's it. We even. I'm done. But now when you look at what Joe Budden said, well, maybe there's some insight to it. And he's saying that Cole might have heard both, like,
that's all hearsay, though.
Right. I mean, yeah. But he's saying, you know, Cole probably heard what's about to come and don't even want no parts of that from this, you know, from this point on.
And that was just speculation.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Either way.
That sounds like evolution, probably, perhaps, possibly.
I mean, what I'm saying is, exactly. It don't even matter. Like, either way, it's still scary to me. Like, yo, you can't keep talking tough all this time, and then eventually someone's going to test it.
Right. Saying you want the smoke, and then when the smoke comes, then you're like, oh, no, yeah, sorry. I think hip-hop has a problem with it because of, like, the pump faking. Like, you don't engage then. If you don't want the smoke, don't try to act like this hasn't been going on for years and years and years. Like, although it hasn't been to the like forefront like it is right now, people have made a bunch of compilations where even each other taking small jabs, I guess. Yeah. Obviously, there's no like concrete evidence that this was to him, but we all know that they've been pitting J. Cole and Kendrick against each other for a really long time because they're amazing. But I just think that's the issue that hip-hop has, is like, don't engage and then try to be like, oh wait, no, never mind. Like,
yeah,
that's weird. But I can see, like, from a Christian standpoint, like, yeah, like I did agree with him when he was like, that don't sit right with my soul, like, and apologize and like try to make, you know, amends or whatever.
That's what real men do,
right? But so, I do understand why hip-hop is bad, so.
I mean, I get it from a Christian standpoint, but he ain't Christian. So I'm going to X that part out. But look what LNF says. As a believer, I love the conviction, but as a fan of hip-hop, J. Cole should have never responded. Don't take shots and say you're the best. Exactly. That's my point. And run away from competition. That's the whole point. Like, what are you doing?
Yo, LNF, so do you have the same energy for Indie Tribe?
Cool. They didn't take a shot at LNF.
No, but remember when YP responded, it was like, oh, come on.
Who?
You know what I mean? Indie Tribe, when YP responded with the Duck Duck joint, you know, everybody was like, ah, he shouldn't have done that. Why he dissing them and this and that. And the third.
They're Christians. So
it's a different.
Want the smoke. It's different.
Okay. Okay.
But in this, but the thing is.
But everybody wanted to get past the battle. Yeah. Why did they?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just kidding.
What you say? What'd you say?
I said, but everybody want to be hip hop so bad. So yeah, why did they do that or whatever? I don't even know like the scenario of what happened.
But I mean, but either way, I thought it was so corny. So I think that or like LNF said, I don't think he should have ever responded anyway, because this wasn't for him. So
for Drake or what?
It was for Drake. So he just caught a, you know, he just got caught a little stray in it because of, you know, because of their collab. But it was really mainly for Drake. So he should have never said anything anyway. So he would have been just fine. But then he did all of that, and then now he has to pull back. Like, just he would have been cool if he just didn't say anything. Talking about he felt pressured. I don't even know why people pressured him to make a response. He didn't have to respond. It wasn't for him. Now he looked crazy. This dude, I don't know what he gonna do now at this point, because he can't go back to rapping about how he the best, toughest rapper out there. I don't know what he gonna do. What, he gonna do jingles? I don't know what he gonna do.
Jingles.
This is bad, Joe. I don't know.
That's crazy. So you think it'll affect his streams or like music fans?
I think so, because people was already like, he had only like a core set of fans anyway that was listening, that wanted to hear like lyrical hip hop. Everybody else listening to the trash that's out these days. So the little, like, the, I mean, even though he has a good following, but that following that he had, I mean, most of them are they're upset about it. So I don't know what he gonna, like, that Dreamville Fest, that joint gonna be a booth somewhere. I don't know.
Dang.
I hope not, but I'm just saying, like, everybody, like, I've seen the commentary behind it, the reactions, like, it's been big. It's been a lot of like disappointment.
That's
which
crazy.
Is crazy. I even seen 50 Cent was like, yo, call me now.
Dang, I didn't see that.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. But I'm sure that Kyle talking about he's gonna continue to rap and people will continue. I'm sure he's gonna continue to rap. He just can't keep talking about how he's the best. Yeah. And what he gonna do to somebody's favorite rapper. He not gonna do that.
I thought DJ Khaled was the best.
Oh Lord. hey Kyle, he just might as well just come on over to CHH, just give his life to the Lord.
Dang,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, but he won't go to Reach, so don't relax.
Dang. Where's he gonna go?
Where's
he gonna go?
He'll just do it on, he'll just keep it Dreamville CHH, yo. Take Reach out.
Wow,
because he don't go to Diddy parties like other CHH.
Yeah, you don't know that.
Huh?
You don't know that.
Well, I didn't even like him. They had a fight, didn't they? Cole hit his peak in early 2010. Bro, he just hit his peak. What are you talking about? He been on a run the last year or two where everything he put out has been ridiculous. Like, he hasn't, I think his peak is now. Early 2010s is when he first came out. That ain't his peak. But I don't know, man. Like I said, bring him over to CHH.
Yeah. Speaking of creating waves and things in industries and in planets and Earth.
Wow.
Wow. That was a crazy segue.
Wow. Right.
New York is very, listen, you know what the thing is?
This dude's trying to
Cali is so used to this. Cali is so used to this. What'd you say, Jesus?
I said, you trying to land the plane already.
That's
a crash landing, bro.
I got time today.
Oh, you got time? All right, let's get into it.
I got time tonight. So New York experienced its, I don't know, 5th, 6th earthquake in history. And I didn't even feel it. I was home. I had made breakfast for the kids. They were there eating.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I get a call from my father-in-law. He's like, Jay, did you feel that? And I'm like, feel what?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, the ground is shaking. And he's a truck driver, so he's driving around. And then I jokingly said, you better go get the truck checked out. If you know you're feeling all these shakes and stuff. And then, you know, we started cracking up. And he's like, no, I think we just had an earthquake. I was like, I mean, I didn't feel anything. So then while I'm on the phone, my wife calls me. And she's at the gym. And she tells me, are you guys okay? And then I'm like, wait, was there an earthquake? And then she's like, yeah, because the landlady upstairs, she called. She called my wife and said that her table was shaking. She wanted to know if we were okay. And I'm like, well, I mean, I didn't feel anything, so I don't know. And she's like, yeah, I mean, we felt it over here. But anyway, it turns out it was a 4.8. And like the center was in New Jersey, but it felt, you know, throughout the tri-state area. So
New York, Jersey, stand up.
Oh, we were standing all right.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Do y'all usually get earthquakes, or this is new?
Nah.
Okay, so this is something I learned, that New York has experienced earthquakes. It's not as freaking as Cali, but there is a fault line in Jersey. It's called the Ramapo Fault Line, where they actually do get seismic activity. It's just not, sometimes it doesn't even register on the
Richter scale.
The Richter scale, yeah. Or it's very, very, very small, you know, 1 point whatever, you know. But this was the first time in like 200 and something years where it was this much.
Jay is LA.
Yo.
I need to know your thoughts on these new earthquakes.
I don't know. They said the first the first earthquake, or one of the first earthquakes that happened, was your man Tesla. He created an earthquake machine.
Uh-oh.
Google it. Dude. Yo, he created an earthquake machine.
Isn't that Jay's spiritual father?
It is.
No, Elon. He's talking about Nikola Tesla.
Oh, Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. So, but that's interesting you say that, though, Jimmy, yeah. Because I think the government, or I'm not sure which department it is. Maybe it's Department of Energy. They created a earthquake machine thing to understand why earthquakes happen, and you know what to do, and like how to build. Maybe it's Department of Buildings, or that area, right? To build buildings so that you know they don't crash down. So that's interesting you said that.
Yeah, there's two presidents. I can't remember. I said it in one of the chats, but there's two presidents, Hugo Chavez, and then there was another dude who said that
for Venezuela.
Yeah. Yeah, he said a while back that the U.S. was weaponizing weather, and they were using earthquakes as well, and that the U.S. was involved in the earthquakes in Haiti. Who knows, right?
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It was, I remember the other president. I'll find out. I'll post it on our Telegram channel.
So what's the, why is Cali like the favorite, right? Because you guys get earthquakes like every
other. Well, we're in the Ring of Fire.
We're literally right on the fault, though, the San Andreas fault. Like,
right.
California's border is right on that fault line, so that's why we get them so frequently.
Right, and coincidentally, the Heart Machine is on that same fault line because it's in Alaska.
Huh. Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, do your Googles. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, and people were saying how, you know, New York experiencing these earthquakes, and it was a 4.8.
But you had one recently, right? Like,
yeah, within the last Friday.
No. I mean, before that, like within the last, like,
oh,
since
no.
Since I've known you, you've had an earthquake. There was an earthquake in New York.
I don't recall.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't recall. According to, you know, the news or whatever, this is like the third most. Large, like the, what is it called? Like the third most, like biggest earthquake.
Or largest, yeah.
Yeah, New York has experienced in like over, since they started recording earthquakes. So I don't know.
And you guys recently had a hurricane or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, hurricanes are the norm.
That's normal for New York? I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, when the rat was doing the backstroke?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah. I mean, we get weather like that.
Like the pizza or something.
Yeah, we get weather like that because, you know, most storms start out in Florida and they make their way up, right, to the East Coast. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't think it was common up there.
Yeah. So the earthquake was 4.8. And then this Monday, we had the eclipse, right? Which was April 8th, right?
4/8. Whoa.
Yeah, 4/8.
Not even confirmed.
Yeah, then you had a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them believers or what, but people who profess that they're Christian.
They believe in something. Believe in something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they believe in something where, you know, some people thought that this is when Jesus was coming back. Other people on the Facebook Christians were like, yeah, we're about to get raptured up, you know?
Was that real? Like, because I seen some folks who were like saying that, like, oh, how come you Christians are still here or whatever? But like, I thought it was just like a troll, but I didn't hear any Christians saying that. Like, is that for real?
I mean, like I said, it's like the Facebook Christians, right? That are like deep into the conspiracy or whatever, right? They start analyzing, you know, the stars and stuff, even though that's probably called astrology. Probably. Yeah. They thought that this was it, right? Like, just like in the 2000s, right? Y2K. Jesus coming back then. But
people said that?
Crazy.
Anyway, yeah, in the 2000s. Yep. I remember vividly hearing church, like, pastors on the radio talking about, Jesus, you know, get right with God. Yeah, like, this is it, you know, type of thing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's wild. So did you make any? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just wondering if like people read the Bible because the verse says no man knows the day or the hour.
Right.
Not even the sun knows. No, the Father knows.
Not the Facebook Christians, right?
Apparently. Right. No. So I'm just wondering because there's always somebody with the prediction like, oh, this is the rapture's gonna happen now. Like literally, it says no man knows the day or the hour though. Like, but anyway.
It was pointing to the sky getting dark part. It was like, oh, you know, the sky got dark when Jesus was crucified, right? That was the time. It's the sky's getting dark right now too. Get right.
Yeah.
Get right or get left.
I mean, there's no time or anything. You know, get right with God now for sure. I agree with that. You know, any day. Right. But him coming back right now, yeah. I mean, we don't know when. You know.
Right, and only America got dark, so I guess the UK folks wouldn't have gotten raptured.
That's true too. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if they thought that one through.
Yeah.
People in London were like, what about us? So I don't
Word.
Know.
Yeah, Christians out there like what?
Yeah. So.
In it.
Oh, no. You got to throw the accents on, isn't it?
I was thinking. That's crazy. Y'all bought those glasses, though?
Nah.
Yeah. No, actually, my wife got it for free. Yeah.
You got them?
Yeah, we got them.
You were standing outside with them?
No, so I was at work, and then on my way home is when it was happening. So I get home and then they're outside and they're looking like the kids were like mesmerized about it. So then I tried it on and I was like, oh snap, like I could see a little bit of it. It was pretty crazy. I got a good cool picture. Actually, I gotta send it to my phone so I could post it.
Well, your picture look better than Switch picture, right? No, yours was
oh,
better.
Oh yeah.
Too.
It looks
mine was better than Switch's, but not better than Android people's.
Yeah, your Android pictures fire.
You're gonna mess up my stock, man. Relax.
What?
Don't talk about Apple like that, man. You're gonna mess up my stock prices.
Man, don't worry. They got loyal followers like Chris that buys their pencils.
Pencils and everything.
Hey, yo, Jay, so did you make any like, after the earthquake, did you make any like preparations or anything like that? Did you hit the Walmart, get some water, batteries, and all that good stuff?
You didn't do nothing.
Nah. I just stayed home and I was like, yo, I ain't leaving.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah. I saw a meme that was like, I think y'all are getting the eclipse confused with the apocalypse.
That's funny.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I seen Ant got some stuff. He right?
What I got?
You got some preps? Yeah, you got some water, something like that?
I filled my water bin up, yeah.
You're ready, right? You ready in case something pop off? The zombies come back and all that?
Well, I don't know. I didn't tell the ladies, obviously. But, and I don't know how. I hate when I get those, my friend's uncle's cousin that works for the State Department said.
Oh, yeah.
I hate those type of things. But I do have a friend, right, that her... This sounds crazy. Her cousin, who I know, His in-laws work for, one works for the Red Cross and the other works for,
that do sound crazy.
Yeah, it does. One works for the Red Cross.
His in-laws.
Yeah, it's the in-laws, right. But they did show me the text. They showed
right,
me
right,
the text.
Right, right,
right. And they were, it was it's Red Cross and somebody else, but it's some I don't know if it's FEMA or what, but they were saying they were getting, they were in a lot of meetings, urgent meetings, and they were just, they didn't want to say too much, but were like, you know, start stocking up, because they were having a lot of the meetings about credible cyber threats against the water system. And they were saying to just stock up, you know, for the time being,
right,
until they, you know, until everything gets figured out, but to just be prepared, because it could be out for a couple of weeks or so. So, but I did see the text though.
Right. I mean, it's cool to have water anyway, just in case of
emergency, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Look, no, there goes his picture. Look at that.
Yeah, so you can kind of see like the, on the top there, that's the moon. Obviously, the sun is orange.
So what'd you do? Why. You put the glasses on the lens?
Yeah, I put the glasses on the lens and then snap
them. Okay, that was inside the glasses.
Okay.
That was
inside the
glasses. That She's saying like the picture was already painted on the glasses.
Oh, nah.
Made you think that you were really looking at something.
Nah, that's funny.
Yo, that'd be crazy.
That would be super crazy.
Yeah. But Switch's joy was horrible.
Yo, he was flexing it too, right? Like it was like so
he
ill.
Posted
like,
it on his Instagram and everything.
Like it was National Geographic cover, you know what I'm saying? Picture
4K
Pulitzer, you know what I mean? Photo of the year type joint. You know what I mean?
That's the
joint was 250p.
Yeah.
Group, like, what am I looking at? Oh, dang.
What is this? My neighbor's Android is elite.
Who is this?
This is somebody's Android's phone. This picture.
Yeah. That's crazy. And on an Android?
Yeah.
Show Switch's picture, yo. That joint.
Dang. You don't really make me put that on the live? I don't even want to.
That joint look like someone lighting a cigar.
Dang.
I saw that video.
That joint was bad.
Did it get dark where you guys were?
No, it wasn't a full total
eclipse. It got hate. It didn't get like a little dark, like almost, I mean, not a, you know, it didn't get completely dark, obviously, but didn't it get somewhat dark? Not kind of like, you know, like at 6:30, 7 o'clock type of dark.
I mean, you had states where it was totally right, like Texas, like Dallas. Those areas where it just like in the snap of a finger, it was just dark, and all of a sudden, a minute later, it's light again. But yeah, there was other states that it was like that dusk, right?
That's how it kind of got here, like that. Mm-hmm. Like you know, it got a little bit cooler. It looked like it was, you know, like the sun was about to go down, but then all of a sudden it went back. But speaking of Texas, you said that LNF. Did you stand outside with your glasses on? I want to see if he did, man. Put it in the comments. Dude was out there with his glasses and his mask on.
He's still rocking his mask.
He said it got completely dark for a good 5 minutes. Then there was a yellow tint at dusk.
Oh, yeah. See, we got that little, like, that tint. It looked crazy here. But I didn't see. I didn't have glasses, so I didn't even bother. But, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you saw that the most Googled phrase search was like, why do my eyes hurt?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
People are stupid.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's wild.
Wait, so what? This is
switches.
This is the moon.
She's like, "What's this? What is this? Like, someone's cuticle."
Yeah. This is Switch's photo.
Y'all are mean.
And mind you, he has the latest and greatest iPhone 15, you know, with the little button, you know, and all this other stuff. And that's the picture that he gets.
Dang.
Shaking my head. Disappointing.
I'm gonna have to sell my stuff.
But yeah. So Jimmy, why'd you ask me if I got any supplies or anything like that?
Well, I was just curious because, you know, usually that's what's recommended when there's like an earthquake. And, you know, since you guys had an earthquake, you might have more earthquakes. You know, it's just always good to be prepared.
Yeah. I just feel like not that it's careless, but like if a major earthquake happened in New York City, like it's just devastation everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think you're going to be able to get out because all these bridges are probably going to collapse and all this other stuff.
Dang.
And then forget about, you know, even in Manhattan, right? All these buildings, right? I just think it's going to be terrible.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, that's exactly why, because you'd probably be, you know, bugging in and, you know, you'd probably have to stay indoors, you know, before you can leave anywhere, before there's any help coming. So you might want some, you know, water, food or whatever. So I was just curious. Batteries, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, we have batteries, we have like flashlights and radio and stuff like that. So, but like, we definitely have to like stock up on like canned stuff.
Yeah,
you know, gas, stuff like that.
Do you mean gas like for like the barbecue or for the car? Because you got a Tesla, don't you? What you mean?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I still want like, you know, gas canisters and like put gas in there, and definitely like. You know, like for the barbecue and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a way, you know, that you could cook. Right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, I got a couple of propanes.
Yeah, there you go, propane. That's what
I
have them. Oh, sorry.
Let's get what?
Did you get a slingshot?
Nah, I don't have a slingshot. I have other items.
Got you.
Yeah.
I have two questions for JSLA because the last pod, when we were ending, you were talking about how CERN was trying to open a demon portal or something like that. And then you were also talking about killing red heifers. Can you enlighten the audience on what both of those things are about, please?
So I did I say demon portal? I don't feel like I said demon
portal. You didn't say demon portal, but it was, I know it was something along those lines. Uh-oh.
Oh, they got him.
Wow.
They got him.
Wow.
Oh, you're getting an earthquake. What's going on? Anyway, for those that listen to the pod, Jimmy just has a little white circle going around and around like he's That's floating. Crazy. So we don't know.
As soon as he was going to talk about the demon portal from CERN.
Every time he's going to talk about something like conspiracy or anything like that, something happens. Every time.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, where did Ant go?
I know.
Ellen, he probably had a call or something.
Oh, we got two. Spinning circles on the screen.
Right.
Yeah. What's going on, bro? We good? CIA knocking on the door?
El Chapo.
Mm-hmm.
No. We see you. We don't hear you. No. Nope,
dang, we can't talk about it.
Yeah. Wait, Jimmy just went down?
Yeah, literally, as soon as I asked him about CERN and the demon portal and these red heifers, and killing the red heifers. Literally, his camera went out. Like, his thing went out.
That's crazy.
LNS that told y'all it's the CIA.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, what happened with you? Oh, you stepped away.
No. The internet just crashed. Yeah, it just...
Oh, cyber.
Just when you were talking about the friend's cousin's in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
Threatening the water supply. Then your internet goes out.
Dang.
Yo,
and watch. Then this dude starts talking about CERN?
Yeah, I asked him about CERN.
Yeah.
Oh.
But no. It's pure coincidence, y'all. Pure coincidence.
Yeah, it's all.
It could be.
Dang, I need him to come back because I want him to talk about it. But
oh, yeah. Well, wasn't we'll a red heifer in Texas?
I don't know. He said they were killing red heifers. And then I did see something about it on Instagram. But I thought that it was in Israel. But I don't know if that
What's
was.
What's the point?
Don't they need
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask him about it. They wanted to do it like during the eclipse, though.
So. Oh.
Yeah.
Is a ritual?
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's people doing all kinds of stuff.
I know. Demons. I rebuke you.
And on the news, like people were getting married during the eclipse too. They're like eclipse weds or something. What was the point of that?
What's that gonna do?
It's nothing.
Just, not solidify your marriage. I know that.
I don't know.
I mean, dang.
I guess it was just for the optics.
Like, yeah, the optics and it's something different, right?
Yeah.
Now you're traditional.
Why are you trying to get married in the dark?
Right.
Ooh. You trying to hide?
Uh-huh. Right. Hey, yo. Never thought of it like that.
Hey. Yo, let people get married.
I know, my bad. My bad. I'm just yapping.
This dude got shut down.
Yo, he did. I saw a couple got engaged a few years ago. Not physically seen. I saw this online. During an eclipse, and then they got married during this past eclipse. So I thought it was cool.
He was engaged for the 7 years?
No. Wait, that was the last one?
Yeah.
2017, right? For New York at least.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were probably engaged for 7 years.
They probably broke up, got back together, broke up again, got back together.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I'm joking.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, do you guys think, like the title of this episode is, you guys were facing the end times?
Ooh. It's been the end times.
Since the beginning of time?
Pretty much since he died and rose again. So y'all better get right or get left.
Get left behind.
Real talk.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on.
What does that mean? Like when people say the end times, like what exactly are they talking about or referring to?
I guess
to?
They feel where, yeah, like everything, calamities are just gonna take over, and you know, lots of
prophecy
casualties and that's it, you know. It's over for the earth,
like all the stuff you read in Revelation, famine,
sickness. Yeah, but in Revelation you know that Jesus is coming back, and then you know you're gonna go with him, right? But everybody thinks of it of, yeah, the earth is, that's it, it's over, humanity is over. At least that's the way they portray in the movies, right?
Right.
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not scared because I know where I'm going. So.
Right. That's the Christian
answer.
The Christian belief. Christian answer. Yeah.
So, but does that mean, are we though? Oh. Like, you think we are?
The Bible says, right? Yeah. There's rumors of wars and more stuff that's, right, you know, occurs.
And that's been happening. As long as we know.
Correct. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. And God doesn't operate in the confines of time. So, like, it very well could have been the end times for thousands of years already.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it,
correct,
it's...
Correct.
And, yeah, and to point out that, like, now we got social media, right? And then everything is so heightened. And we see everything more, right, as opposed to just watching the news or reading a newspaper. So we have more visibility of what's going on, right? So when we see things like, oh man, these people are going crazy out here, these kids are disrespectful, and we see a bunch of kids, right, killing their parents and people fighting, the division between religions, right, how Christians can be persecuted but Muslims can be praised, right? And I think we just see more and more of that with social media, with the news, and with other things. So it just seems like, I guess for everybody else, like, man, this is what we're seeing now. We're seeing so much of this, so much of war, so much of all of this going on. And then at that point, everybody's like, yo, this is the end times. So I think it's just with social media and all the things, just not even social media, but just the access of everything.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about that with the eclipse, right? Like, what happened, you know, back in the day where there was no internet or even newspaper or TV? Like, you know, people see this kind of occur, right? It's all of a sudden,
like, what's going on?
Daylight, and then like, yeah, like then what, right? Like, how do you process that and do other stuff? Which is kind of what Bree was talking about with the heifers. And by the way, Jimmy is working on coming back. He said his MacBook was tripping all of a sudden.
Hey, hacking.
Yeah. So with the red heifers, you know, having that occurrence.
Well, they're supposed to be like super rare, right? And you couldn't find them or whatever. So I think someone found them in Texas, and then they were trying to fly them out to wherever to sacrifice them, right? To rebuild the temple.
Right.
So it was like a lot, yeah. Like you needed a red heifer for that. So they had to locate one first. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And they want to build a temple, right? Like the part that Palestine kind of controls, right? In Israel. Is that right? Man, I wish Jimmy was here.
I know. He needs to come back on because I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't get that far into that. The Jews want to build there, but then Palestine is like, no, this is our holy land. So it's like, all right, so who's building what and when? You know?
I don't know. It is.
So
what y'all know about CERN? What y'all was talking about?
We don't.
Okay.
All I know is that they were trying to do some sort of like, I don't even know what it was, seismic wave or something, like at the same time.
Trying to open up portals, right?
That's what I called it, a demon portal. I don't know. Supposedly they found something too.
Supposedly.
Oh.
Yo, you know that they touched on that on The Simpsons before, though?
Oh, The Simpsons talked about it.
I'm dead serious.
I believe you.
Like, and it's funny because a while back, I remember sending it to Jimmy, and I was like, yo, look at this. And Jimmy was like, oh, that's CERN. And then sent the stuff on it. But it was, like, touched on even in that, where they were talking about, like, the portals and stuff like that. So, I don't know, man. Is it possible? I feel like you were going to say something about the end times.
Go ahead, because I want to say something. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't know, but I've definitely have, like, obviously, from when I was younger till now, you can see the lawlessness increasing. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to have, like, Bibles in school, and then they took that out, and then we used to have prayers in school, and then they took that out, and then I don't even know if they have religious release where you were able to go to a little trailer and they would share the gospel with you. I don't know if they do that still, but like you definitely see lawlessness going on. People are able to like steal now openly and not get in trouble, if they don't hit a certain limit, or, you know, anybody can come in now. Border control is crazy. So,
that's a good point. And even like the whole, the whole LGBT agenda too, like how that's being pushed out. I saw an article today where doctors were just kind of encouraging the kids. These were young kids. These were even younger than preteens, right? On the whole transgender thing and giving them, providing with those hormone pills. So just stuff like that too. I mean, you know, you couldn't talk about and do stuff like that, you know, years ago. And now it's out in the open.
Yeah. You mentioned Border Patrol, and there was this funny picture that came out.
This joint was hilarious.
I saw that. That's crazy.
Yo, they had him in cuffs and then gave him the glass. But what about your man right here? What about the one with the Tommy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, but he's over here looking straight at it. Like, he's probably one of those dudes that Googled, like, why my eyes hurting?
No, in Spanish. Right.
But him is one of those ojos. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
For the audio only listeners, so it's four gentlemen, and three of them are handcuffed, and three of them have the solar glasses, and then the Border Patrol guy has the glasses as well. While they're all
they
looking
left out, one dude out.
Yeah, crazy.
Yo, this is hilarious because I could just like see this. Like they caught him after they ran across, locked him up, and it was like,
it's time.
The eclipse.
Let's check it out.
Holmes. Yeah, then they slipped the glass.
How you know they? Why are you talking like it's a
Mexican? I know. Why are you talking
That's
like
not how they talk.
I mean, I don't know if they're Mexican though. They look a little Indian.
They not Indian, bro.
Bro, look. They look Indian.
Wait, pull it back up.
That's not Indian, bro.
Look at that.
It's not.
Look, the dude in the blue, he got a collar shirt on. Right?
Everybody said nah. First of all, the Adidas track pants gonna give it away. That's not Indian.
Wait, is it from Cuba?
Come on. I mean, that's what you trying to zoom in on that, bro. Look, come on. Plus, this is El Paso.
Plus that hair, those haircuts. Yeah, definitely Mexico.
I mean, South America for sure.
That's crazy.
And I know that guard talks like that for sure. He's in El Paso.
Oh my god!
Wow.
I used to go there a lot for work.
That's Kelly's cousin.
That's crazy. Yeah, I found this pic. So, yo, what's the Aeropostale? What are you wearing?
Who?
Which one?
The little dude.
Oh,
I don't know. I thought it was Puma, but then when you zoomed in, I didn't know.
Oh,
it's just dirt.
It could just be dirt.
See?
That's crazy.
Look, my sister-in-law said they look Mexican, but I'm not racist.
Exactly. See?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be racist. They're Mexican, bruh. They're not.
This dude think they, bro, you really think they Indian they came across?
The dude in the blue looks a little Indian.
Nah, bro.
From one blood, he made all the races. So some people, you know, we start to look alike.
Yeah. Yo, you got enough chill, bro. He do said Narcos.
Narcos. Yeah. But they caught him. That was hilarious to me, though, because just picturing that whole scenario. You know, that, I mean, at least they gave him glasses, I guess, to experience it. But I don't know.
Except the one on the end.
Except
the one on the end. They didn't give him glasses.
Yeah, that
Biden didn't supply enough budget for the other guy.
Right.
Don't worry.
That would be crazy.
He'll get a loaded gift card later.
Yeah. He's like, who needs it when I get free healthcare if I go to Cali or New York?
He'll have new eyes by next month. Don't even worry.
Exactly. That dude.
Any color. 2020 vision.
Yeah, whatever you want. You got bionic eyes now.
Right. You want the teeth too? Okay.
It don't even matter, bro. That dude, he gonna be good in a whole month from now. Mm-hmm. But they said they loaded him up in New York with $10,000?
$10,000 once they get here.
$10,000. Well, I'm about to cross that border and get sent
to five-star hotel, free meals.
That's crazy.
Healthcare.
And a $10,000 gift card.
Yeah.
Off rip. Yes.
Yep.
And some of them get homes. You know that, right?
New York? I don't know.
Out here, some get homes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah.
It's nuts, yo. It pays, yo. Just drop everything. Do like that one video. Go across the border. Don't have your ID. Come back. And you're gonna get that. You're gonna get a gift card. It might be a rough ride, you know, in a couple of days.
That's crazy. That would be
crazy. But you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. You're gonna get a nice check.
Word.
That's crazy.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, Jimmy looks like I don't know if he's gonna be able to come back. But you guys got anything else?
That sucks. Were you gonna say something earlier?
Oh,
No,
it's okay.
End times.
Yeah, just about the end times, because I'm just thinking about how you guys are talking about how like it does seem like there's more signs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's only applicable for America though, or I guess like the first world, because if I was a Christian and I grew up in Iran, I would probably have felt like it was the end times my whole life, because there's constant persecution. You know what I mean? Or if I grew up in China, same thing. If we're having to hide to meet, like I would probably feel like my whole life was the end times. So like, I don't know. You know what I mean? As far as like there being signs or it being more prevalent and things like that, like, yes, like in our world, but like in terms of like macro level, like the whole world, I don't know if that's applicable. So I just wanted to address that.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
something to think about. Mm-hmm. We're far from a Christian nation, as they attempt to call it, that's for sure. But that's a good point.
I think, though, that we do have more Christian principles ingrained just like in our like society, because like I know like some, I can't remember if it was like the Constitution.
Yeah, it started off.
Or the Declaration of Independence that were based off of certain documents that were based off of the Bible. So it's like some of our code of ethics and things like that that we just like follow as a society come from the Bible. And although people don't know that, it's just kind of ingrained in like our culture as Americans. So like I do think that, yes, like in some ways our culture does have like a Christian like, I don't know, tint to it, I guess. And yes, a lot of that is being pushed out now. And I do think that we're feeling that as Americans for sure. But I do think that in other parts of the world, they've probably been feeling that for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? We were talking about this the other day, is how you mentioned that it being ingrained. Like even time is measured upon that, right? BC, before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, even when they, I don't even know who came up with it or when did they started measuring time and all that, but the fact that it remains to this day, even with sciences, which is so weird with how science is, and they don't even believe in that, but they still measure it in that
right.
way.
Right. Even the 7-day week comes from the Bible. It doesn't come from anywhere else. Like that's really where it originated from, was the Bible. So there's a lot of things that we kind of base our, you know, life on that have come from the Bible, that
which is so-called science at that. Some of the stuff too. Wow. Look at that, Jay. You learning something today.
Jay learned it. Jay tried to learn how to get out of here.
Right, he already sleeping. Yeah.
Jay trying to learn how to segue into the word of the day.
Right. This guy is he's like, am I gonna have the muffin in the morning?
Wow.
Yeah. We had no controversy today, yo.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got this one right here. It wasn't in the docket, but I'll share it right now. Did you guys see this?
No.
The eyebrow line.
Yeah,
so
crazy.
So this is for audio only listeners. This is Rihanna. This is a magazine cover. It shows a lot more, but I'm not going to show it on the show. But she's wearing, she's wearing a nun outfit.
Yeah.
She got a little cross under her left eye. Her cheek. But yeah, where's the outrage? Where are the Catholics?
Are there any Catholics outraged? I haven't even seen this. This is my first time seeing this.
This is what magazine is this for? I forgot, but she has I did see it though. I've seen them. I mean, is it showing it? It's not really showing anything, but it's a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it shows a little skin.
Yeah.
But
it looks like a Halloween costume.
It does look like a Halloween costume. But yeah, there hasn't been any, you know, Catholic outrage like that, at least not prominent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, again, you know, Hollywood and the industry, you know, mocking, I guess, Christianity, right? Because you won't see her in whatever the Muslims
The hijab.
Attire. Hijab or anything like that.
No. They don't never play around like that.
No. But when it comes to, you know, the Christian stuff, they do.
What happened?
Because I was looking at other pictures of Rihanna. I'm from Rihanna's Instagram.
I think it's that same, because her
the same.
The one with your dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So what y'all think about that?
Like, well, I agree with Jay. They would never do that to any other religion. And I'm just like,
do you think it's a mockery? Or do you think it's like a inspiration or something?
I don't think it's inspiration at all.
She's inspired by a nun?
Because when somebody dresses up like the devil, do we say that's a mockery of the devil?
That's his nature.
That is a mockery because he's not red.
True.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. Do we usually call it a mockery? Like when Sam Smith did his Party City Devil at the Grammys, did people call it a mockery?
A Party City Devil? Like,
that was a Party City costume. Yeah. He got that hat from Dollar Tree. But anyway, did we call that a mockery or were we like he was participating?
Participating.
Mm-hmm. So what makes it like the mockery, I guess? Is it the fact that it's like because it's like showing cleavage and then having the net outfit at the same time?
That's what I was going to say. It's like perverted. I feel like it's supposed to be like this holy thing and you're like perverting it by being naked and showing boobs and or whatever.
Okay, that makes sense. JSLA is back though. Can we talk about the demon portal and the red heifers?
Yeah, so I think I don't know how long my computer's been tripping all day. It wasn't the CIA, at least I don't think it was. So the CERN, right? That's way beyond my pay grade, right? That's like for physicists and whatnot. But what some people believe is that, well, no, not some people, what they're doing is the Hadron Collider. What they're doing is like they're smashing particles together, right? And what they want to see is if there's like a multiverse, right? In simple terms, they want to see if there's a multiverse. And so some people believe that what it'll do is it'll create like a portal or a black hole
to jump.
What's that?
To jump.
That's what some people believe. Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's what some people believe. What the hell?
Well, yeah. Or that it'll open the portal to hell so and it may release some demons or whatnot. Who knows? I don't know.
For sure.
Who has smashed, you know, protons and all that before? Like nobody has done it before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that's what one theory is. It's just wild how it was supposed to be launched on the same day as the eclipse. And if there's videos online of like some of the opening ceremonies, which look crazy wild, right? And then the location of where it is, because it's like in, I believe it's like in, I want to say Switzerland or something like that. I don't remember where it is, but yeah. I saw a video where they were doing some crazy stuff there as well. It has like it has some historical significance, you know what I mean? But I would recommend you go online and kind of, definitely look it up as far as like what it's supposed to do. Because what some people believe is that they basically they want to see if they can create a universe like in the lab, you know, which is crazy to me, you know, because like you're trying to prove with science that you don't need intelligence design, but you're using design to prove it. You're using design to prove it. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Is that the point of them doing that?
No, they want to test. They're testing to see, what is it? I forgot the name, boson or something like that. I think it's called boson, B-O-S-O-N.
Bozo.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. I may be wrong, but I'll drop it in the Telegram chat or in the Telegram channel, TNC Telegram channel. But basically that is supposed to prove that there is possibly other universes just like ours, right? Like parallel universes and multi-universes and stuff like that. That's what they're trying to discover. So who knows, maybe into the Spider-Verse.
Right.
What's the point?
I have no idea. Why do they don't do anything that has a point? Like why?
Right. Anything but worship God. They do everything but worship God.
Right. Like they like just creating clouds.
What is the justification? I guess because first of all, who funds this? And second, what's the justification behind receiving funding for that? Is it like we're going to see if there's other universes out there because if we run out of resources on our planet, then we're going to try to find, you know what I mean? Like I could see where it's
possible,
but what sure. I just don't get the point.
And
what about the rockets that they shot to the eclipse?
Oh, NASA. You talking about NASA? Yeah. I don't know too much about that.
The demonic names.
Yeah, I saw that video too, but what did you see? What did you see as far as those? Because I heard that, but I didn't research any of that.
Yeah, I just saw that they were shooting rockets.
Right. I think X launched some rockets. I think I want to say it was two.
Oh, Elon? Yeah. Wow. I think
it was two. Or at least there was two within the last week. I don't know if they were all on Monday.
Jay, did you want to speak on your spiritual father?
you wanna?
I mean, it's probably confidential, right? Because he has a security clearance, but I mean, it's definitely possible.
Jay signed an NDA.
Yeah, I signed an NDA.
I was googling who funds CERN, and
what'd you find?
Well, the United States for sure, $531 million.
Nah,
give me my money back, bruh.
Right, I want to refund.
Why are we funding that?
It's supported by
the last bill somewhere tucked in there.
But even like
Department of Energy, the National Science Foundation, we got to figure out who runs that foundation.
Right.
They trying to fund something to find another universe, and I'm dodging potholes.
Right.
On the freaking freeway.
That part.
Yeah.
Welcome to OC.
Yeah, like even yeah, see, like what you said, like fire. even if it's not like a portal, right? Even if it's not like a demonic portal or nothing like that, like, bro, like we could totally use that money for something else, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, bro, we like, yeah, potholes. That's a perfect place to start right there. For sure.
Wow.
Yo, like I don't know what it's like in OC, but out here it's bad. Like even on the freeway, man. You know what I mean? Like you flying, you going like, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour, and then you got to swerve out the way because.
Yeah.
Talking about whoopsie.
Right. When I drive to LA, bruh, have you ever hit a pothole and like you're just quiet after? Because it like, it's so bad.
I'd be like, oh, Lord.
You know, it was like, boom.
My tire rim attached. My rim, seriously. Yeah,
the rim is done.
Yeah.
My God.
Facts,
like. But they try to open a portal to another universe. That's crazy,
right?
Not crazy, not crazy.
Yeah,
right.
It's also kind of how, you know, the government is spending all this money, for SpaceX, right, to have interplanetary,
travel,
and like life on Mars and stuff like that. I was like, yo, bro, use that money for Earth. Like, this is where we are right now. You know. So it is
okay. So. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, it's okay.
Because I was going to switch to the red heifers.
Yeah. Switch to them heifers.
Okay, so what happened with the red heifers, JSLA?
So there's some Zionists who want to build the temple again, right, in Al-Aqsa. So they want to destroy the Golden Dome, right, because they believe that underneath that is holy land, right? It's Jewish land. And so they can, in order to do that, they have to sacrifice red heifers, right? Mm-hmm. And they have to be without blemish. And I think they've only done it like, I want to say two or three times. I think this is the third time. So red heifers are very rare. So there's this Zionist Christian dude who helped them, and he found a rancher in Texas who had two red heifers. Now, they purchased them, I want to say, almost 3 years ago. And the thing with the red heifers is that they can't even have like one white hair. They have to be all red, right? If they have, and they can't have, they could never have had a yoke on, you know, they can never have done any type of work or whatever. And so the clock is ticking on them, because once they become three, it's harder to keep them unblemished. Mm-hmm. Right. So this year they would be turning 3 years old. And so, the Zionists are trying to sacrifice them to usher in the coming Messiah. But what I don't understand is like why Christians are like for it, because these Zionists believe that you know, Goyim and
it's coming.
Yeah, well, the
or that, is here.
That the Goyim will be when the Messiah comes, their Messiah comes, that the Goyim, meaning us, will be their slaves and will be serving them. You know, so there's due to some people, it was rumored that they were supposed to be sacrificing them like on the eclipse. But most people believe that they're going to be sacrificing them sometime this year. In fact, there was a news report. I forget what channel it was. I'll drop that in the Telegram channel as well. There's a news report where they interviewed some dude from Hamas, and he said that's one of the reasons why they started the attack, because, you know, the Jews want to destroy Al-Aqsa, and they, you know, they basically want to start their holy war, you know, because once they sacrifice the red heifers, that's when they're going to start destroying Al-Aqsa.
Right. And then there's also the part where the Zionists want to build or tear down, right? The mosque that's in that specific area.
Yeah, that's the Gold Dome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the Gold Dome.
Yeah, want to tear it down so they could build their temple.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's like one of the holiest places for the Muslims. Mm-hmm. So you know there's gonna be beef.
Oh yeah.
That's also one of the reasons why people believe that they're trying to get everybody out of, you know, out of Palestine. Mm-hmm.
Mm. What is it that they believe that sacrificing the red heifers does?
Oh, it cleanses the priests. So they also have priests who have been like consecrated. These are supposedly holy men who are consecrated. And so once they sacrifice these red heifers for these priests, then I don't know whatever ritual they need to do for these, you know, these priests. Basically, they have to be cleansed according to Old Testament standards. There's a sacrifice that needs to be done. That's why those red heifers are there.
No.
So these guys, I don't know. They need to be cleansed because they've been separated for some specific ritual. And so all these things have to take place, from the sacrificing of the red heifers to the destroying of Al-Aqsa. But before that, they can do that, and they can build their temple. That these priests have to be cleansed, and, you know, through the sacrifice.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's about to pop off.
Yeah. This is this article says until 2022, five red yearlings were donated by an evangelical farmer from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And flown to Israel as pets.
Yeah. I think each one was like $500,000, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Well, he donated it, so.
It's a tax write-off.
$500,000.
My man got bread.
Sacrifice? Yeah. What little burgers they could make?
I'm in the wrong business.
Well, it's apparently hard to get like red heifers. Like,
imagine a red heifer burger.
It's fire.
What? Red heifer tomahawk.
With some bacon. You know what I'm saying?
Tomahawk. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A little, oh, man.
A little haram.
I'm talking about the retro shirt, yeah?
Oh, this is your man?
Yeah.
That's a little throwback, John. Shout out to comedian Chris.
All right. What you got, Jim? Well,
yeah, I got the word of the day.
The poor red heifer that joint killed our spirits.
pulling it up now.
The word of the day.
John 6, chapter 6, verse 40 says, "For it is my Father's will that all who sees his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day."
Amen. So,
get right with God.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you haven't already, subscribe. If this is your first time, share this episode with a friend. If this is your second time, share this episode with your friend. And if you've been here, share this episode with a friend. And after concluding this episode, go to the video, leave a comment.
Oh, yeah. We talk about the comments, anything, right?
Yeah, about anything. We want to read your thoughts. And we might start a new segment where we'll reply to the comments that are left in the videos.
So. Wait, so before we end, the first comment was, right, I think Brie K, you said,
where you're watching this from, and West Coast is best coast. I mean, no, West Coast or East Coast.
Right.
But West Coast is best coast.
Yeah. So you can definitely comment that. Yeah, throw that in there. But definitely let us know your thoughts in the comments for any of the topics we talked about here, and also on Spotify, where you can leave comments as well for our audio only listeners. So check out thatsnotchristian.com for any merch or anything that you want on there. And we appreciate everybody watching, and we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
Peace.
Well, West Coast is the best coast.
Coast.